HSTWFC3, GRISM Observations of the Candidate Ultra High Redshift Radio Galaxy Gleam J0917-0012, by N. Seymour et al. We present Hubble Space Telescope Wide Field Camera 3 photometric and GRISM observations of the Candidate Ultra High Redshift Z greater than 7 Radio Galaxy Gleam J0917-0012. This radio source was selected due to the curvature in its 70 to 230 MHz low-frequency Murchison wide-field array radio spectrum and its faintness in K-band. Follow-up spectroscopic observations of this source with the VLA and ALMA were inconclusive as to its redshift. Our F105W and F0986M imaging observations detect the host of Gleam J0917-0012 and a companion galaxy, one arcsec away. The G102 GRISM observations reveal a single weak line in each of the spectra of the host and the companion. To help identify these lines, we utilized several photometric redshift techniques, including template fitting to the GRISM spectra, fitting the UV to radio photometry with galaxy templates plus a synchrotron model, fitting of the UV to near-infrared photometry with EASY, and fitting the radio data alone with RAISE RED. For the host of Gleam J0917-0012, we find a line at 1.12 micron and the UV to radio spectral energy distribution fitting favors solutions at Z2 or Z8. While this fitting shows a weak preference for the lower redshift solution, the models from the higher redshift solution are more consistent with the strength of the spectral line. The redshift constraint by RAISE red of Z greater than 6.5 also supports the interpretation that this line could be Lyman alpha at Z equals 8.21, however EASY favors the Z2 solution. We discuss the implications of both solutions. For the companion galaxy, we find a line at 0.98 micron and the spectral energy distribution fitting favors solutions at Z. This was HSTWFC3, GRISM observations of the Candidate Ultra High Redshift Radio Galaxy Gleam J0917-0012, by N. Seymour et al.